A profound occurrence. My life is an open book, but I'm afraid that some of the pages have been torn out. Truly, though, I am very open, but to a select few, I should say. And in addition to that, I also try to live a very private life. People don't ask me about much, so I don't tell them about much. Privacy is one of our greatest freedoms that we should always exercise. I usually tell stories that relate to a career which I wish to pursue in the future, but today I feel the need to tell the story of faith. You see, without faith and miracles, I would not be here today. 18 years ago, when I was in the womb, I had a life-threatening tumor. And 5 years ago, I was sliding to the edge of a cliff. And 4 years ago, I was in a car that was fishtailing into a telephone pole. People like to say that I'm just lucky, but I would strongly disagree. I'm not a twice-a-year, go-to-church kind of guy. I'm not a Jesus-has-already-forgiven-my-sins kind of guy. I'm a God-fearing kind of guy. I'm always in debt to the man upstairs. Every mistake I make, every sin I commit, and every choice I make hangs on my shoulders like a sack of bricks. I need to speak with God at every moment that I can. You see, despite how cliche this is going to sound, life is just too damn short. We could live until we're 103, or 45, or 23, or hey, you could die tomorrow. Because of that fact that I have no clue where my final destination is, I pray every day for God to lead me where He wants me and to put me in a place where I am needed, where I can do something to help those around me. My story starts at the end of others, I presume. Most of us are too young to remember the effect of September 11th, 2001. I know I don't remember it being any different than any other day, other than just remembering a feeling that something was missing. A decade later, my patriotism would blossom, a red-blooded, free-roaming, gun-loving, and moreover, God-fearing type of personality. Many people lose their faith because of the why me question, or the how could you let this happen, which is appalling to me. Instead of asking, how could you let this happen, people should be asking, what was the reason that this happened? And instead of why me, it should be, what do you want me to do? It's slightly comical to me how many of the people who believe in everything happening for a reason are the same people who are angry at God for letting something happen. Insight is a gift that we all lack in strength sometimes, some more than others. But we should look for a deeper meaning in everything. Obviously, I was, or still am, the poster child of a lot of these faults, which is why I believe that I've had a couple of close calls to remind me who is in charge of my fate here. A couple years ago, I was hiking in a nature trail that is part of my childhood, and I climbed to the top of a waterfall. I remember feeling so free at that moment. And a half a second later, my stomach was in my throat as I was slipping down the rock face towards the edge of a 40-foot fall. Without friction, I was prepared to fall to the jagged rocks below, which is just when I abruptly stopped. I could feel my guardian angels catching me, that warm, godly embrace of security that I've only felt a few times in my life. What a life lesson that was for me. One moment I'm loving life, then the next about to lose it. Life is such a precious gift. More than a gift, actually. It's a miracle. Miracles happen to people who are meant for something special. But what's funny about that is we all see a miracle happen every day, and we don't even know it. The sun rising, a baby being born, or even the fact that you can move your fingers without even having to think about it. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, we're all meant for something very special, and we're all part of a huge, great super plan. But we have the gift of free will, so we can choose to follow our fate or not to. And that is the greatness of it all. Which I guess is what brings me to my story, the profound occurrence in my life. And I don't have just one story or one precise moment. Every morning I wake up, I try to be a better person. I want people to look at me and question whether or not that I'm dying, because I want people to see me soaking up every single moment as if it is my last, because it could be. A lot of people brand me as an aggressive-looking kind of person, which may be the case sometimes, but I'm much more compassionate than I look. People don't know that I've stopped my truck a couple of times to ask a stranger if they needed a ride, or that I'm the kind of guy that believes chivalry isn't dead, or that I said the L word to my girlfriend a couple weeks after dating her. And the truth is, despite my occasional aggressive mug, my heart is very big. And believe me, I've had plenty of opportunities to shut out the world and be done with humanity. But that's not what we are meant to be on this earth for, hate. We're meant to love. So I do my best to try to love everything, which gives me a nostalgic point of view with many things. Fear, almost. Afraid to let go and start a new memory because I'm afraid that I won't live long enough to make one. Ironically enough, that very feeling contributes to why I feel that way. Please allow me to elaborate. I tear up every time I pray because I try to be as sincere as possible because it could be my last prayer. I drive a little fast sometimes because it could be the last time I drive in a car. I don't save any bullets at the range because I may not make it back to shoot the ones I held on to. Every time I leave class at the end of a period, despite if I like the teacher or not, I thank them for their time anyways, because it could be the last lesson I learn. I make it a point to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day with conviction, because it could be my last time to dedicate my heart to this wonderful country. I tell my mom I love her every time I leave her side, even when I'm just going downstairs, because you never know. I hold on to the kiss from the girl that I love, because I may never feel it again. You see, the thing is, we lose our highs, and we lose our lows. We lose our belongings and materials, and we lose the ones that we love. We lose our innocence, and we lose our will to be compassionate to one another. We lose money, and we lose our lives. But through everything that we have been through, everything that we lose, we still have the car crashes, the free falls, the gunshots and bombings, the stock crash and gas prices, the love and hate, and the joy and sorrow, and the thick and the thin, the vacations, the experiences, and the wisdom, the life that we all live, and how we affect each other. And through it all, when we all see that bright light, and we look back on our life, we analyze whether or not we see love or hate. Which brings me to my final question. Did you, in the midst of it all, lose your faith?